Let's start with a quick recap. Jerry Orr ran Charlotte Douglas with relative autonomy from 1989 until this July, when the city of Charlotte began taking a more active role in the airport's management, most notably appointing CMPD to handle security. State lawmakers created the Airport Commission to take over, with Orr at the helm. That was in July. In response, the city ousted Orr as its aviation director and began what's become a lengthy legal battle against the commission. Orr says it's time to end the fight.
The ongoing dispute between the commission and the city concerning the commission's right to manage and operate Charlotte needs to be resolved. It needs to be resolved now.
And Orr said if he's an obstacle, he's getting out of the way. Orr also reiterated his belief that the commission, not city council, should run the airport. It's not entirely clear what the commission itself favors, though. The state created it, but the city council appointed most of the members. So far, Chairman Robert Stolz, a city appointee, has taken a cautious approach that promotes cooperation. Stolz says he didn't ask Orr to retire, and he's retaining the commission's outside legal team, which is opposing the city's lawsuit. Stolz says he pictures a settlement.
The city and the state come together, put together some type of settlement that they can both agree on, then they go to the legislature and present it to them.
In the meantime, Stolz said the commission is trying to integrate with the city, which would ease the transition whenever it's decided who ends up in control. To that end, the commission voted interim aviation director Brent Cagle to replace Orr as executive director when his retirement becomes effective at the end of the year. That gives Cagle both top jobs. Cagle attended the meeting and updated commission members on airport operations. Again, cooperation.
Mr. Stolz called me and requested a briefing, and I think that it is a good idea for the commission to understand what development projects we're moving forward and what our challenges are into the future.
After the announcement of his resignation, both Orr and Stolz seemed interested in removing any bad blood that's formed between the city and commission. Stolz paid tribute to Orr's tenure at the airport, which saw Charlotte Douglas become the nation's sixth largest airport and one of the lowest cost.
I mean, Jerry Orr has built this airport, and we owe him a tremendous amount of gratitude. And I will also tell you that my hope, and certainly what I told him as we met during this process, was when I have a question, when I have an issue, you know, I'll be calling.
And Orr said he'd answer that call.
If the new commission needs any help from me in the future, in whatever capacity that I may assist them in their work, I'll be happy to try to do so.
Despite the lovey-dovey talk of cooperation and a possible settlement, a resolution isn't near. State officials, who were not present, would need to agree to a settlement, and the legislature would potentially need to vote on any agreement. For now, the city remains in control of the airport, because a judge has temporarily blocked the commission from taking over. There are currently no hearings scheduled in the lawsuit, but both the city and the commission are continuing to pay their lawyers. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.